而家读经嘅时间。
At this time, we have our scripture reading.
今日读经选读经文系腓立比书第三章第七至十四节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7
to 14. 我哋会用一齐去读，我哋用先用中文读，用英文读出。
We'll first read this together in unison in Cantonese and then in English.
腓立比书第三章第七至十四节，我哋一齐去读。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我也已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，以我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，而得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. Let us read this together. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him.Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead.Now that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
愿祝福读嘅同听嘅话语人。
God bless the readers and hearers of His word。
今日题目师话系正道，题目系坚持直到至终目标。
Title Reverend Wilson Chang's message: Persevering towards the ultimate goal。
I have a question for you.
我同你有个问题。
As we start our brief time together,
我哋喺开始之前，我想问你一个问题。
How do you know you've actually had an experience of God's presence?
你点知道你其实真正嘅系有同神呢个嘅存在有一个嘅嘅经历咧
？Let me come to that question from another angle. How do you know you've moved beyond the intellectual?Or the mechanical, or just being a good person, to quote unquote know God.
你点知道自己已经系咪从一个话觉得哦，我系一个好好嘅人，我头脑上或者我实际上一个好好嘅人，变成一个我真系认识神嘅人咧
？Do you know how you know?
Do you 你知唔知道你点先能够知道你自己有一个改变咧
？See, the only way you can answer that is.Have you been in his presence?
我點知道能夠我哋有咁嘅改變呢？就係我哋要認清楚，我哋有冇去感受過有神嘅存在。
See, only you and God know. Have you met personally the risen Christ?
就只有你和神会知道，就话你有没有感受过他在你生命当中的存在。
And what does Paul say here in our text? Did anybody pick that out? How do you know that you know?
咁保罗喺呢个书信入边点讲咧？你点知道自己系有感受过神嘅存在咧？
Caleb, if you could go back to verse 12, because Paul says something startling, and I hope you picked this out as we read this together.
当我读的时候，我希望你都能够已经 是知道了，就在经文里面保罗怎么去讲到。
He says in the beginning of verse 12, I have not attained this yet. Did you see that? This is the Apostle Paul speaking.
保罗是自己都讲话，我不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃竭力追求。是因为保罗他自己是这样讲。
And for those of you who aren't familiar with Apostle Paul, his conversion experience was dramatic. A bright light blinding him on the road to Damascus.
使徒保罗，如果你认识他的时候，其实他经历的改变是很奇妙，就是他其中他经过的有一天，他见到神的光。
And this is one of his first churches, the Church of Philippi. But again, he's been Christian, living Christian life for a little bit now.So, what's he saying?
这个是使徒保罗他自己这样讲的，是使徒保罗他自己亲眼都见过神的，但是他这样讲话，他都未自己完全的去达到，去认识到神。
He says, I haven't gotten this. I want more.
而使徒保罗他自己都这样讲，就说我自己都能够完全去达到，去完全明白神，我要想多点认识神。
Can you say that?I want to know God more.
我哋可唔可以好似保罗咁样就话，我都想继续嘅，我想系更加多嘅认识神。
Caleb, you can hit slide one. Thanks so much. Knowing God is not just the goal of life. We discussed this already in previous sermons, right? It is life. It is life.
我哋之前都有讲话就话，认识神唔系单止系一个我哋生命当中嘅目标，认识神其实系一个我哋基督徒嘅一个生命。
And Jesus was sent here.So that you can have this life.
耶稣基督来到这个世上，目的就是什么呢？让我们人能够得到这个神的这个生命。
See, Paul knows Christ, right?
保罗他认识神。
But he wants to know Christ more and more and more.
使徒保罗他认识耶稣基督，但是他继续的都是这么说，我想更加多更加多的认识神。
In other words, he wants his fellowship with the living God.To be sweeter, deeper.
意思即系话，使徒保罗佢想同神呢个关系更加嘅亲密，更加嘅甜美。
I know many of you have been Christians for a while. Can you say that? Can you say that?
我哋在座当中都有好多基督徒都信咗主都好多年啦，但我哋自己作为个人嘅，可唔可以咁讲咧？我想认识多神多一啲咧。
Of course, Paul's referring to his union with Christ.He wants to develop this living communion with Christ's death and resurrection.
使徒保罗他所讲的就是说，他想同神他的耶稣基督的死亡和他的复活有一个亲密的关系。
And we've already explained in previous messages in this series that Paul has explained in Philippians 2.The change that has occurred in him.
使徒保罗他都解释过，就是说当他认识神之后，他生命当中是有改变。
And his conversion to faith in Christ alone shifted his confidence from him in himself and his accomplishments to Christ and what Christ did.
使徒保罗他的改变是就是将他的信心从前就摆在自己当中的生命当中，而转移到他是相信耶稣基督。
And we saw last time, Paul's confidence, which in his previous conference, in his merits and in his righteousness, was shredded by God.
之前都讲过就话保罗佢从前嘅佢好相信佢自己嘅功德，佢所做到嘅乜嘢，但系佢认识神之后，呢啲嘢都系化为粪土。
And he now knew that in and of himself, he was utterly unworthy.To know God.
而当他认识神之后，他觉得自己是一个不配得的人。
He was unworthy of heaven and of the gift of salvation.
他认识了就是说他在天堂里面是不配得的。
Can you say that?
this morning. You're unworthy of this gift, this great gift.
我今天早上，我作為基督徒或者我們作為人嘅，我哋可唔可以咁樣講咧？我自己係唔配得受到呢個天堂呢份嘅禮物。
See, Christ has sought the apostle Paul out, right? He was running after him.
咁神就係去帶領使徒保羅。
And when God gets a hold of you, He humbles your heart.
當神去帶領保羅嘅時候，佢令到保羅都係一個心都能夠去謙卑。
And of course, Paul then transfers his trust to the risen Christ.
因為佢嘅謙卑，讓佢能夠將佢嘅信心擺喺自己嘅當中嘅時候，去轉移到去相信神。
And he knows this is a great, something great, something special, and that's what he wants. That's what he writes, and he says, "I want to know Christ more and more."
只因為佢有咁嘅改變，佢能夠去繼續嘅去想，就係去追求，更加嘅追求，認識多啲神。
Can we go back to verse 10? Again, I want you to see it. It's in the text. I don't believe what I say. Look for yourself. You have the Holy Spirit, if you're a believer. You can see it for yourself.
而聖經裡面都有講解到，就話佢嘅改變。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may what? Attain the resurrection from the dead. Verse 12 is key. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but what? I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
使我認識基督，曉得他復活的大能，並且曉得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以從死裏復活。這不是我說的，我已經得著了，已經完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得著基督耶穌所以得著我的。
Yep, slide 2. He presses on to the ultimate life goal, to know God.
而使徒保羅就係去繼續嘅去 將他的生命去傾倒，繼續去追求。
And my question to you this month, do you know anything about that? Do you know anything about that?
作為基督徒的我們是不是有這樣的認識呢？
He's referring to the he's experiencing God's presence.
他所講解的就是說他所跟神的這個經歷。
Knowing God. He's not saying just knowing about him.
使徒保羅所說的就是說，我們作為基督徒的，不是只是應該說是去表面上認識他，而是真的是認識，是在生命上有認識。Right,
there's a mystical element here.
這個好像有一個當中有一個很奇妙的因素。
He's actually sensing God's presence with him, having God commune with him.
使徒保羅去感受到在他的生命當中有神的一個關係，跟他有一個溝通。
That means the truth of the Bible, of the gospel, shines out at Paul. Paul knows that.
就是说,使徒保罗就是得到神这个福音去照亮他的生命。
And if you know what I'm talking about, it's not always a nice experience.
如果你明白我所说的,有时神的说话和你生命当中所说的时候,未必是一件很舒服的事。
And some of you know this, because sometimes you're just moving along in life, right? Things are going all pretty good.
有時我們覺得我們的生命當中都不錯。
But then suddenly God's after you. God shakes you. God disturbs you.
但是有時我覺得我生命都覺得不錯，但是有時會感覺到神經有時有個說話跟你所說，令到你覺得心煩氣躁。
And there are other times that you're very upset about something in life.
或者說我們生命當中有時覺得不開心。
And God's presence strengthens you. He's there with you through it.
但是当你不开心的时候，你感受到神在你的旁边去安抚你。
So what is all of that?
这些经历是什么意思呢？
It's about knowing him.
这些所有的你生命当中的经历，就是你认识神的经历。
So there are two questions here. One that is counter to the other, that I think will help us as we further this thought. What stirs your affections for Christ? For knowing him, what stirs you up?
所以我生命当中有两个问题，我们需要去回答。第一个问题就是说，有乜嘢令到你能够同神有一个受深厚的关系呢？
Again, it's a very important question for you to ask yourself.
第一个问题就很重要的，就是说你有什么令到你生命当中，令到你和神有一个更亲密的关系呢？
And the opposite question, again, the both questions are in the text. What robs you? What steals from you those affections for the living Christ?
而第二个问题就是刚刚相反，有什么令到你和神的关系当中有一个破裂呢？
So first, what stirs those affections more and more? How can you say with Paul, I desire to know God more and more? How can you say that?
所以我们先看第一个问题，就是说有什么令到你和神的亲密的关系当中更加亲密，令到你更加去想追求神呢？
Well, again, it's no cookie cutter path here. Okay, there are commonalities. The commonality is the gospel, right?
这个其中一个因素就是说神的福音。
So again, because there's no cookie cutter things, I can only suggest to you some things. Right? Because you have to find this yourself.
我会讲解一些重要的因素，但你都要在生命当中，你又有个咁嘅经历。
From the beginning of my Christian walk, what God has brought to me has been gospel-centered sermons. From the beginning of my pilgrimage as a young man, when I heard a gospel-centered sermon, somehow it registered. It made me want to desire God.
在牧师生命当中，就是说他有听一些以神为中心的讲道，令到他能够更加去追求神更多。
But maybe that's not what God is going to use for you.
在你的生命当中，可能神用第二方法令到你和神当中更加亲密。
Maybe you're a super disciplined person.
可能你是一个很守规矩的人。
Not, you know, that's great. Maybe when you read the Bible, wow, you meet God there.
可能是你一个很守规矩的人，你很喜欢去看圣经。当你看圣经的时候，神跟你有个说话，你觉得啊，我能够更加认识多神。
But as we saw last semester in Sunday school, reading that book by Barbara Dugard, that's not always the case for everyone.
但如果你有参加一个主日学道的讲，我都就话，很多时我哋都唔能够咁样做到，只系睇圣经能够更加多认识神。
Maybe you're like Jonathan Edwards who can pray 3 hours. I don't know of anyone, by the way. I've never met anyone who can pray for 3 hours. Seriously, I don't think I've met people who can pray for 1 hour.
或者你可能有好似一个人叫 John Edwards， 佢能够去继续不断嘅3个钟头咁样祈祷。但牧师都讲话，佢自己嘅经历当中都未试过遇见到有一个人可以好似佢咁样讲，即系祈祷可以3个钟，能够去更加嘅同神有个亲密嘅关系。
But that was one of the ways that God used to grow Jonathan Edwards or Martin Luther. People like that.
所以其实在生命当中，好似有唔同嘅人，有神有唔同嘅方法，令到人更加同神有更加亲密关系。
By the way, we in seminary we did have prayer virgils and even like an all night one, but you know people don't pray constantly. You break it up, you know, you have crackers in between and all that stuff. So that's what I mean. You know, when I mean 3 hours straight, I mean.
所以就算在神学院的时候，牧师都有祈祷，但都会中间有个休息。但是见到有个例子，就是John Edwards能够在3个钟头不断的很热切的去祈祷。Others
of you might pick up your guitar and sing the Psalms or sing some gospel-centered song, and that resonates in you and draws you near the Lord. I know people who do that, you know?
而有些人可能会用吉他或者弹琴，他能够不断地去唱一些圣诗这个歌曲，在诗中能够与神有亲密关系。
I hope you get my point. You have to get in the way of God's grace in some way. You have to know the gospel in some way. God's got to use something.
所以希望能够明白，就是说，我们作为基督徒的，我们其实在生命当中有很多不同的方法，都能够去认识神。
And a commonality is God's word, right? In some way you've got to hear it, in some way, right? In some way you've got to know it, right?
所以我们生命当中有很多不同的方法，就算是祈祷、读经、唱诗，有不同的方法去与神的关系当中更加亲密。
And of course you have to worship and serve God by serving others, right? Of course.
更加当然嘅, 除了那些之外, 我们更加的要去侍奉神, 我们要去有崇拜, 我们会互相的侍奉, 这些是我们当中作为基督徒的人应该有的质素。
But there are some things that God uses to make His presence really hit home to you.
但是就是神会用一些方法, 就会在你的生命当中是会点着你的心中的火。
Again, you need to find that. Because Paul is talking about not just himself. He's talking to Philippian Christians.
而所保罗的他所讲的是跟这个腓立比当中的会友他这样讲就说, 你们需要的去寻找, 你需要的去看你的生命当中神怎么用什么方法 去点起你心中的火。
The counter question also is helpful, right? What robs you? What robs you of having affections for Christ?
而相反的,我们都会去看另一方面就是说, 有什么在我们生命当中会将我们从神这个亲密关系去有一个破裂呢?
That's why it is pressing on and moving forward, all that exhorting that Paul's doing here. He's saying, don't look back. That's what he's saying, right?
保罗所说的话, 我们不要去看过去又发生什么事。
Because dwelling on the past, whether it be your past laurels, you know, your accomplishments, or something that makes you guilty, not going to help you.
保罗所说的话,我们不要只沉溺在过去以前的经历, 无论是过去以前的成功,或者过去以前的失败, 我们不要只沉溺在当中。
Paul was a former Pharisee, a teacher of the law, religious law. He persecuted Christians. If he looked back, he feel real guilty.
保罗当中是一个例子，保罗自己以前是一个法利赛人，他是一个收税的人，他是一个宗教的领袖，他是去逼迫基督徒的。
Of course we look back to correct our mistakes, right? And learn from our mistakes and move forward, right?
当然的，我们是需要有，我们应该的要去看我们过去从前做错有什么，我们需要去更改。
But if you look back too often, you're going to get bogged down. You won't be able to move forward in the life of faith.
但是如果我们作为人的，我们去经常的只是望着我们以前所做的什么，我们很难去向前行。
Again, this all involves spiritual battle, right? Kingdom of darkness and kingdom of light. Satan wants the church to be ineffective. He wants Christians to not to know God.
这就是神，我们作为人，我们是有这个属灵当中这个挣扎，我们有时会有开心有不开心的时候。
But you know, James chapter 1 reminds us that it doesn't take divine intervention to be tempted, right? It's our sinful nature that's the problem.
但是在雅各书的1章13节都讲过就说, 即人, 不是被神的试探，因为我是人，我自己就是自己去试探我自己。
And we can do a pretty good job without Satan's help to not know God.
我们不需要有撒旦的去帮助我们，告诉我们我们不需要认识神。
Okay, one example again. You have to do the digging. You're going to have to know what robs you of having affections for Christ.
我们需要自己有一个反省，去自己省察， 究竟什么去令到我们与神这个亲密关系有一个破碎呢？
I'll give you one example. I don't follow sports that closely anymore because that robs me of affections for Christ.
我比个例子你，譬如说，我从前很喜欢看这个运动，但是我觉得沉溺在运动当中， 会令到我和神的关系有影响。
I grew up with sports. I played sports. I'm a fan of the Mets. you know, but I know I can't turn on the television and watch an entire game. I might watch a couple of innings. That's it, because it robs me of my desire for Christ.
以我为经历，就是说我都是一个大都会这个棒球队的粉丝，那都是就是说我很喜欢去看，但是我现在不会说打开电视机去看整个棒球这个赛事，因为我觉得如果这样的时候，我会和神这个关系当中会令到我有一个分心。
Again, you've got to find those things. You've got to do the digging yourself and then journal or however it gets into you. do those things, right?
所以我需要自己去反省我自己的生命, 有什么会令到我们去跟神这个关系会有一个分心?
Again, there's nothing wrong with being a baseball fan or a soccer fan, right?
但其实你看就说, 我是一个棒球队的fans, 或者是一个足球队的fans, 其实是没错。
But if you find that you're spending more time with that than with God, then you got a problem.
但如果你去过分的沉溺在当中的时候, 你用的时间, 你在棒球当中, 去看的电视当中, 多过你去思想神的时候, 这个就是一个问题。
Again, don't look back, says Paul. Don't rest on your laurels. You know what? That English saying, laurels, is from the ancient games where they gave you a wreath, a laurel wreath, you know, if you were a victor.
所以我作为我们个人的，我们不要去固步自封，我们不要沉溺在过去。 就好像我们其实一个例子就是说在过去的希腊当中，如果一个运动员他赢了的时候，他们会带着一个用叶包整好的冠冕给他。
And previous grace won't help you for the challenge of today's grace and today's challenges and of tomorrow's challenges, right? Yeah, it's nice to look back your accomplishments, but Paul says, don't dwell on that.
过去的经历、过去的成功或者失败，是会帮助你去现在和将来的点样去行。但我哋唔好即系过分嘅去沉溺喺留住喺我哋生命当中，系以前发生咩事。
And if you notice in the text, he repeats, Paul repeats these phrases: strain, press, you know, move forward. You know, he's exhorting us. He's saying you got to move ahead.
所以在经文当中，使徒保罗都是讲的，就是说我们需要去继续去行，我们需要的去向前行，我们需要的去望着前面。
So the question is, what does Paul strain forward to?
所以保罗所讲的，我们需要去向前，去望着标杆去行的时候，那个目的是什么呢？
Again, in verse 14, what is Paul pressing on towards the goal? What is it that God has called him to?
所以第14节就说，保罗所讲的，我要向 向大家去讲，要向着标杆直跑。这个标杆，这个目的是去哪里呢？
And the answer is in verse 10. Caleb, if you could go back to 10, so you could see this. That I may know him, right? And the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
这个标杆或这个目的地是在哪里呢？目的就是说我要去认识神，去认识神的大能，他的复活的大能，和他一起受死，去效法他的死。
Verse 12 too. Again, consider what he's saying. It's all over this text. Not that I have already obtained this, right? Or I'm already perfect, but what? I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me his own. He's touched him. He's touched his life.
就说在12节讲，就说这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所得着我的。
And you know the reason why. Why are we called to pursue Jesus in that way?
其实我们都知道的，为什么神叫我们怎样，为什么我们需要去继续的去追求他呢？
Why is Paul having the resolution to passionately pursue Jesus, to know him?
为什么好像使徒保罗当中，为什么他想继续的去追求神呢？
Anyone, what's the answer? You know the answer. Why?
为什么他需要继续的去追求神呢？
Because we're broken. We're broken. We're sinners.
因为我们是一班的罪人，因为我们是一班的破碎的人，所以我们需要不断的去追求神。
Things are not right with God in us.
很多时候我们与神的当中有不对。
Someone had to make things right. That's Jesus, right?
所以我们需要当中有一位保惠师，帮助我们与神与人当中去维系一个好的关系。
I find it so helpful that Paul is saying, this is Paul, the Apostle Paul, that God used him so greatly. Not that I've already obtained this, he says.
所以当我看的时候, 这个是保罗所讲, 保罗是一个司徒, 但他自己都这么说, 他仍然都未得着,
it's comforting to know, because we struggle. You and I, we struggle with the life of faith.
我们回到我们自己的生命,
that's why it's important to have fellowship with other Christians, because we're fellow strugglers.
所以我们需要的有一个基督徒互相有一个团契生活,
and he needs to grow in certain areas of his life. He needs to press on, right?
所以我们所有基督徒我们一起的要去一起有一个成长我们一起的去看着这个标杆直跑.
So I want you to think about these verses, right, in relation to your struggles, to your sins, sin issues. We all have some sin issues, right?
所以我们要看我们生命当中我们其实每一个人都是有一个罪.
And whatever your particular sin issue is, the implication here is that there's a right way to struggle and a wrong way to struggle.
所以我们当中我们每个人都是有罪, 我们每个人当中有挣扎, 但问题就是说我们的心里面我们怎么样去面对挣扎呢? 有一个错的方法, 不是一个对的方法.
And the wrong way, of course, is saying, I take matters in my own hand. I know better than God.
这个错误的方面的挣扎怎么样去做呢? 就是说, 有当中的挣扎, 我会自己解决, 我会自己去了解.
Right, I can teeter on the edge of things. I know best.
就会说, 啊, 我自己认识我自己的生命, 我能够去解决我自己的问题.
And the right way to struggle is what? As Paul's saying, I'm drawing nearer to him because I know I'm spiritually weak.
一个,
I know I'm going to fall.
如果一个真正一个对的方法去挣扎就怎么样? 就是我需要去靠近神, 我需要认识神, 我依靠神去帮助我去更改.
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that it's by beholding Jesus that we're transformed into the image of Jesus.
就是说在保罗所说的第二章十二节都说的就是说, 我需要去靠近神, 有一个真正有的应该有的态度, 神就会帮助我去更改.
I don't know if you're a hymn singer, but you remember, turn your eyes upon Jesus, right? Look full in his wonderful face, right? Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow, what? Strangely dim, right? You know the words better than I. In the light of what? His glory and grace, right? Sing that to yourself.
其实我们当中我们以前都有唱过一首诗, 就说当我们转眼我们去仰望耶稣, 怎么唱的话, 当转眼仰望耶稣, 平静他慈爱面容, 在救主荣耀恩典大光中, 世上事必谦卑去控.
See, with all due respect with the singers, you don't need the singers, right? You got this guy, right? You don't need them. All due respect for those who participate here. I'm not sliding you in any way. See, the broken in Christ must keep pursuing Christ.
我们生命当中有一个破碎的生命，就因为我们有破碎的生命当中，我们需要更加的去亲近神，让神去帮助我们。
And we do that so Christ's power will break in more and more, and break the bondage that we have with sin.
就我们生命当中好多的破碎，我们更加要亲近神，所以神能够继续的去塑造我们，更加的去帮助我们。
And going after this merely through behavioral modification doesn't work.
所以只是单单的我们去说，在表面上去更改我们的行为是不行。Because
Jesus, Paul is saying that's how you beat sin. It's you got to be united with Christ. That's how you beat sin.
所以我们需要去面对这个罪，我们需要神去帮助我们面对我们生命当中的罪。
Because God's grace is sufficient for broken people.
神的恩典是足够去帮助我们解决我们罪的问题。
Because the only, what? Sin that's deadly is what? Unrepentant sin, right?
最大的罪就是说我们不去改的罪，我们需要神去帮助我们。
And this is why we pursue Christ all above everything else.
就因为这样当中，因为我们生命当中的罪，所以我们不断的要去跟随神。
Because he's adequate, he's more than enough. His grace is sufficient for you.
神的恩典是足够的,
you see, God's grace is God's unmerited favor, right? He delights in knowing you.
神的是很喜爱你去认识他。
And then, in that context, you can examine your spiritual weaknesses then and not be destroyed.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们需要去审查我们自己属灵的生命。
See, I think part of the problem here is you don't do that because you, maybe the gospel isn't real to you and you don't do the hard work of spiritual inquiry.
我们很多时不能够去做到，可能我们觉得我们没有做到很努力的去检查我们自己的生命。
But Paul is saying, there's only one thing I'm after. And it's the prize. The prize is to know Christ.
而保罗自己都讲，就话我自己都系极力嘅去追求呢个标杆，就系话呢个标杆嘅目的就系乜嘢？我要能够去认识到神。
You know, Paul says that you're not a Christian unless your entire life is revolutionized by Jesus.
保罗都讲就话，我系需要人当中嘅生命，我系需要一个好革命性嘅去更改。如果唔系咁样嘅，我哋唔能够真正嘅去认识神。
That means everything about you. Everything about the world is not viewed any longer without God's perspective of things.
这个什么叫革命性的更改？就是我们将我们看，我们每一件事都要是有神的角度去看。
And Paul's saying everything has changed about me.
所以保罗就说，我所有的生命都有更改。
Can you say that?
你可不可以这么说呢，自己？
Because that's what a Christian is.
这就是基督徒应该有这样的，应该有的生命，就是一个有个神的观。
Paul says the reason I'm honest now is utterly different than I was when I was before.
就是保罗就说，我从前的是一个不好的人，现在有更改。
You know, Paul was a God, before he knew Christ, Paul was a very moral, religious man.
而保罗他未相信神之前，其实他自己是一个已经是一个宗教领袖，他是一个很厉害的人。
Before Paul met Christ, he knew that lying was wrong. He knew that. He was religious.
保罗他未认识神之前，他自己都是一个很熟神，很好的人，他知道讲大话是不对。
And he was vigilant in trying not to lie. He tells us that.
他自己都说，我很努力的，我不去向别人有讲大话。
Then he goes on, he says, do you know why I'm honest when I was back then? Why?
但保罗他所说的，为什么我从前这么诚实呢？
He was honest in order to be his own savior. To earn his way to God.
为什么他能够这么诚实呢？因为他觉得他要用他自己的生命，用自己的方法，能够得到神，得到一个好。
He wanted to earn favor. He said, if I do this, this, and this, I will earn the favor of God.
他就说，如果我是这样做得好的，诚实的，不说大话的，我就能够得到神的喜好。
And therefore, Paul would be thinking, I would put God in my debt. I can control God because I did this for God.
既然我能够这样做，我用我的方法去做得好的时候，神就是欠了我的，我就能够得到我所有的东西。
And then I could control my life.
我就能够去管理到我的生命。
I could feel superior to others.
我就能够在别人当中我更加好。
I could make demands on God and talk about my rights.
我就可以跟神有一个要求，我要怎样怎样。
But then he says that's all changed. I've seen no one. He says, now I'm different.
但保罗就说，我已经有改变了。
You see, how does a Christian, not a decent moral person, a Christian, how does a Christian look at others?
我作为基督徒的，我们怎么去看其他人呢？
You know, when Paul was a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, a religious person, he was intimidated by people better than him.
保罗他从前的，他未信上神之前，他是一个宗教领袖，他是懂很多的律法，但是他很担心人家比他更加好。
And Paul, if the people didn't have the right practice and the right views, he despised them.
当保罗认识一些人，他不能够去做得好好的，不能够好守好规矩的时候，保罗会可能会鄙视他们。
See, without Christ, knowing Christ, and Christ at the center of your life, you despise people. You despise people.
所以我们当中，若然我们生命当中是没有神在我们生命当中的时候，我们都可能会看不起一些人。
Right, you know that. You know, when you're not in line with the gospel, people annoy you and then you despise them.
啊, 你都可能会这样, 啊, 当我们生命当中没有神的时候, 有些人觉得, 你觉得, 很烦, 有些人你觉得, 很看不起的, 不喜欢的, 你会看不起他们。
You see that in all arenas of life.
这些是我们在人的当中是很平常的。
Conservatives despise liberals. Liberals despise conservatives without Christ.
因为就是没有神的当中的时候, 你觉得这个保守派的人可能会看不起一些自由派, 自由派可能会看不起一些保守派。
They don't just think the person's wrong. They think they're inferior. Because they think they're superior.
他们不单说看不起一些人,可能会觉得因为觉得他们一些是低俗的人,所以更加看不起。
But when you know Christ, things are different.
但当你认识神的时候, 你的生命就不是这样了。
And when you come to know somebody who's different than you, what happens if you know Christ?
所以说,当我们作为基督徒的, 你如果认识一些人,跟你是有不同的时候, 你会怎么看那些人呢?
You realize you're saved by God's grace. You can't despise others. You're saved by grace.
我怎么看人就是说,我们大家都是会被神去得救的,我们都是一样。
And God's working on your heart then. You don't feel inferior to those who might have accomplished a lot more than you.
既然你真的觉得你自己是被神所得救的,就算你看着一些人是比你好的时候,你不会觉得自己是低过其他人。
And you don't feel superior to those who are different from you or didn't accomplish as much as you did.
也都是相反的,你可能会是比其他人,但是你不会看着自己是好过其他人。
And the difference is because you're united to Christ. You're completely accepted by the one who loves you.
所以当我们去认识神的时候, 我们知道神是爱我们的时候, 我们不会去担心我怎么去看人家, 或者被人看。
And then, so then there's a different outlook on things, a different attitude towards people.
所以也更加的, 我们对人的人格, 或者对人的观念, 我们有不同的看法。
You know, I'm like you, I don't want all these headaches, right? I don't want people's problems. But we love people now because Christ loved us. Christ loved us in our problems, right? And then we try to then pass that on, what God is teaching us, right? And so the question is, have you applied the gospel to everything?
所以问题就是说,我们怎么将能够我们所学习的圣经的说话,怎么去用在我们生命当中?
Because the gospel gathers up every part of your life.
因为圣经里面就是去,其实是用在我们生命当中每一个的层次。
That means you have with knowing Christ, you have a different attitude towards races.
既然你认识神的时候,你对着不同人的,譬如不同的种族,有不同的观念。
You have a different attitude towards your work.
因为你,如果你认识神的时候,你对你的工作都有不同的看法。
You understand the world differently. You understand material things or the cultural view of sex differently.
你会更加的去对你的社会的文化,或者对社会当中去看性的方法, 也都会有一个不同的观念。
Even money you deal with differently in knowing Christ, right?
而你认识神的时候,就算你对钱的看法都可能不同。
Everything's changed.
所有你生命当中不同的地方都会有不同的看法。
I know what you're thinking.
我知道你想想什么。
You're saying, you're whispering to yourself, I know a lot of Christians who haven't changed.
但你可能自己心中都可能会这样说, 其实我都认识一些基督徒,
And you're right. And do you know why they haven't changed?
为什么那些基督徒都没有这样的改变呢?
Because they haven't responded yet to the gospel.
因为他虽然口当中认识神, 但他生命当中没有一个转变, 没有认识神。
They haven't done what Paul did to let the gospel influence all of their lives.
他没有在他,好像保罗所说的, 没有将神这个说话, 神的这个说当中的说话, 去融入在他自己的生命的心里面。
Maybe some of you are thinking this, and I thought this many years ago too. This stuff is pretty intense.
我可能都会说,这些所说的东西,哇,好像很深奥。
Sounds like you're asking us to be fanatics, zealots.
你这么说,这么深奥的说话,要信到这样,好像太过沉溺,太过狂热。
And you know, there's a bad connotation today, labeled, we're fanatics, right? Somebody extremely intense about something, right?
我哋好多人嘅都会可能会讲话啊，呢啲咁狂热嘅人去热烈宗教嘅，呢啲系极端嘅分子。
And rightfully so, because they're annoying.
啊，你觉得啊，呢咁极端嘅人咧系好烦啊
？Fanatics are obnoxious.
啊，呢啲极端嘅人去做一啲嘢，你觉得可能会有讨厌
？Zealots don't promote peace, right?
因为呢啲咁极端嘅人，佢哋唔能够去其实去追求或者去宣扬呢个嘅平安。
But knowing that in general, do you know what the fanatic's problem is?
但系知唔知道其实呢啲极端嘅人、狂热嘅人嘅问题乜嘢咧
？Some of them might be Christians, some might not.
当中入边可能有啲系基督徒，有啲唔系。
But they certainly are fanatics.
但佢哋系 ，yeah， 佢哋系一啲好极端嘅分子。
And maybe they applied the truth of the gospel to evangelism.
啊！佢哋可能会用圣经嘅说话用喺佢哋当中嘅思念当中。
But，
但系咩咧
？They're not fanatically humble。
但系佢哋唔系好极端嘅，佢哋极端当中，佢哋唔系去有呢个嘅谦卑。
They're not fanatically peaceful。
但佢哋唔系好狂热嘅，去谦卑，唔系好狂热当中嘅去追求呢个平安。
They're not fanatically courteous。
佢哋唔喺狂热嘅当中去有呢个嘅互相嘅帮助。
Because the problem of the fanatic is not that they're too intense; they're not intense enough.
因为其实呢个极端嘅分子，其实佢哋其实佢所狂热嘅，佢哋其实唔系将佢全个生命去倒完全喺神入边当中。
Because they haven't taken their entire life and redirected it with the gospel.
啊，呢啲极端分子佢冇将佢成个生命去扭转，去俾神介入。
And we can conclude that because the Bible says that.
啊，圣经入边都有讲到。
The gospel completely reorients all things.
圣经讲就话，我哋要将圣经呢个福音系喺我哋整个全个生命去有呢个改变。
And so, most likely, the fanatic's problem is they're not intense enough.
啊，呢啲咁极端嘅分子就系话佢冇将佢只系集中喺一个方面，冇将佢全个生命系俾神介入。
They just unbalanced in their intensity.
啊，佢哋只系嘅去集中一个地方。
Because they haven't applied the gospel to all of life.
因为佢哋冇将神呢个嘅思念融入喺佢成个生命当中唔同嘅角度。
You know, the good news is God knows our struggles, right? He knows our sins.
个好处就系话神知道我哋当中有咩嘅挣扎。
He knows we're broken. He knows we wrestle with these things.
神知道我哋当中生命当中有咩挣扎，我哋有乜嘢需要嘅去更改。
And God sympathizes with our weaknesses, right? And sympathizes with our temptations.
神知道我哋当中有咩嘅试探。
And it makes no sense to deny your spiritual weaknesses. It makes no sense to do that.
所以我哋唔需要去否认我哋当中有咩挣扎。
In fact, it makes no sense to cover them, to pretend they don't exist.
所以更加我哋作为基督徒唔应该。去唔理会或者去否认我当中生命当中有咩嘅挣扎。
And why is that so? Because God through Paul says Christians have in Jesus Christ enough of God's grace to be secure.
所以我哋当中我哋唔需要否定我哋当中有乜嘢嘅缺点，有乜嘢嘅不好，因为我哋当中入边已经有神嘅恩典系足够去帮助我哋有改。
Because of God's grace, they're free.They're free to be honest. They're free to be transparent.
因为我当中有神嘅嘅恩典系足够嘅，令到我哋得到呢个自由，得到呢个自由嘅去改。
And when we embrace this security in the gospel and this freedom in Christ,
所以我哋当中有神俾我哋嘅平安，俾我哋有一个嘅改善。
We can point others to Him, right? For his healing balm, his healing and forgiveness, we can point others that we know, because we know firsthand.
所以我们当中，我哋其实我自己能够去感受到神系有帮助我哋嘅，我哋都应该将呢个信息去带到俾别人。
And that's what Paul's saying. It's not about my self-improvement project.
吓，所以佢认识神唔系单单嘅，只系话哦，我自己当中又需要有咩更改。
It's not about my super discipline, my determination to do something.
唔系只系单单话嘅，我需要我生命咧有乜嘢要去改。
Paul's saying it's about the finished work of Christ on the cross and out of the tomb.
就话我哋需要嘅系保罗所讲，就话需要去就系认识神，呢个神就系佢，呢个耶稣基督。
Again, it's important to know yourself really well.
所以我哋需要嘅好认识自己，我哋自己嘅生命。
Because it's not going to help you a bit if you lie to yourself. It's crazy to lie to yourself.
所以我哋唔应该去 对自己的生命当中有一个嘅谎言或者去否定。
That's why you've got to do the hard work of spiritual diagnosis to know your spiritual weaknesses.
所以我哋作为基督徒，我哋需要去审查我哋自己嘅生命。
But you need to do that in the framework of the gospel.
所以，但系我哋当我哋审查我哋自己嘅生命当嘅时候，我哋需要用神嘅方法去帮助我哋去审查检查我哋自己嘅生命。
You've got to build time into your life to become aware of what's really going on inside you.
所以我哋需要嘅审查嘅时候，我哋需要睇我哋自己嘅心。
You gotta ask why am I doubting? Why do I not believe?
所以我要问我哋自己嘅心，问我哋自己点解我仲有一个怀疑咧？点解我仲未不信咧
？And in a healthy way, you can regularly contrast your imperfections with the perfections of Jesus.
所以点样能够去睇咧？就话要明白我哋自己嘅人，我哋人系唔完美嘅，但系耶稣基督佢系一个完美嘅神。
You know, again, I might be misreading this, but I think I know something about you. I think our problem is we get locked into a lack of satisfaction.
我哋当我睇嘅时候，我哋可能我哋睇我哋自己嘅生命，我哋觉得哦，有乜嘢我哋唔能够去满足我哋自己
？Because we're not satisfied.Whatever it is, let's say progress in the church, then we just give up because we said we tried it.
我哋作为我哋，譬如话我哋自己教会嘅，我哋可能会有一个失望，我哋唔去感觉到啊，我哋教会好似唔能够去有呢个成长。
Or maybe you're thinking to yourself, I struggle with this. I'm never going to grow. Or you're saying I'm never going to experience the joy that Philippians, the theme of Philippians is about joy, right? I'm never going to experience that.
或者我自己可能会发脾气，就觉得啊，我自己检查我自己嘅生命，我唔能够好似不断嘅成长，我都系算数啦，好似腓立比当时咁啊，我算数啦咁啊。
But don't be in denial.Our default mode is denial because it's self-preservation, right? We deny so that we can live on.
我哋好多时会系自己自我否定，觉得啊，我唔需要去改啦，改都冇用噶啦。
That's why it's so important to know Christ, because if Christ has accepted you, if you know Him, then it doesn't matter what others say.
所以，原来你认识神嘅时候。人怎样去讲或者你自己怎样看是不再重要因为神会帮助我们。
Because Paul spells out we're justified before God by faith in the person and work of Jesus.
因为就是靠着耶稣基督他自己的生命他的方法他的大能会能够帮助到我们。
And that's why Paul is saying don't get stuck in the Christian life. Move ahead, move forward, press on.
所以保罗就讲就话跟大家讲就话我们要向着这个标杆接跑我们要去继续的认识神。
And,Paul's urging us, you know, be driven to know Christ.
所以就话我哋需要去跟讲我哋嘅方向，我哋要转舵，要去认识继续嘅认识神。
Okay, slide 8. It's a slide 8, right? Yeah, there it is. Press forward, right? Do you see this here? Forgetting, this is just a summary of what we just said, right? Forgetting the past, right?That's like Amazon package 1, right? And then you get Amazon package 2, straightforward, right? You know, you get double goodies, right? You know, you get package 1, and then the next day you get package 2, right?
就好像我们将我们生命要去看的时候就说、啊、我们不要只是的 去看着我们背后、啊、我们不要只是孤步自封我们呢要去忘记我们以前去向着前面去走
Because God's not finished with youHe's not finished with you. I know many of you have been Christians for a while. He's not finished with you.
虽然我哋话信咗，但系咧神喺你生命当中嘅生命未完噶，系继续噶。
And Paul knew that at this juncture of his Christian life.
保罗佢自己都知道佢嘅属灵嘅生命系继续嘅。
So he clearly states here he wants to know more and more of the mysterious life-transforming.Christ.
所以保罗就咁讲解就话，虽然佢系信咗，但系咧佢系继续嘅，不断嘅要系继续认识神。
And then he finally says the end result of that fellowship of Christ is somehow I will attain to the resurrection, the experience of salvation in its full and final form.
这就是使徒保罗讲的，作为基督徒需要继续在标杆直跑去认识神，就得到这个最后的奖赏。这个奖赏就是好像能够感受到神耶稣基督他的复活的大能大力。
You see, it's God's love that brings the repentance. And you need to go to God to confess.
所以我们需要去悔改，我们需要去归向神道，我们有一个悔改。
Confess that you haven't been driven like Paul to know Christ.
我们自己当中要省察，要去悔改，求神去饶恕我们，为什么我们不好像能够保罗那样去认识神。
You see, repentance doesn't bring the Father's love. The Father's love is there already for you.
我们需要去悔改，神的饶恕已经在当中，已经在那里了。
But the question you got to ask is, do you want to repent of your lack of desire for God? Do you want that?
问题就是说，你是不是想去悔改？你有没有这个信念去悔改呢？
Right, do you have any yearning for Him?
你自己有没有向神有这个倾向呢？
Because what is real Christianity? What is it?
这就是真正的基督教，就是这样了。It's
your Maker making you over.
就是说神这个创造主，去慢慢的去塑造你。It's
the Spirit of the Living God moving across the earth, moving across what was darkness, and saying, let there be light.
这就是耶稣基督他神的，就是怎么去慢慢的塑造你，就是你从前的一个黑暗当中，但你见到这个曙光，你是不是愿意从这个黑暗的当中，去到这个黑暗的当中，去到这个光明的地方呢？
And you know that if you're a Christian.
如果你是基督徒的，你知道应该怎么行。
Because God has taken hold of you and you know Him.
因为神已经是拿紧你的生命，是帮助你去迈向祂的身边。
Oh, Father, thank you for these very frank words of the Apostle Paul.
主要是多谢你给到使徒保罗对向我们的说话。
And may you give us a healthy desire for you.
让我们能够有一个信念，信心去倚靠你。
Because really, in a sense, that is what we need to move forward in the Christian life.
因为就是作为基督徒的，我们需要去向着这个标杆直跑去认识你。
So I pray that we all would take that very seriously.
所以就是说我们需要每一个人都应该有这个认真的去面对。
And may you help us, link us with some people that can help us to grow in our faith.
求你都是让我们在我们生命当中不同的弟兄姊妹朋友，让我们一起的有一个成长。
Move us to do something to get in the way of your grace.
让我们一起的去成长，能够得到你给我们的一个恩典。
Give us what we need. Give us a desire to find the way to know you better.
让我们能够去找一个方法。 求神给我们有方法去继续去追求你。
We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
是这样祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。